the title or the function, excuse me, of elder, but apostles set them in place. There's a need for apostles and prophets to function in order to truly recognize those who are elders who will give oversight to the local fellowship. Now, there's an interesting thing that happens here. How much time I got? Is everybody wore out? No? I got a little bit of time here. But apostles are not primarily concerned with a bunch of local stuff. Do you understand that? They're concerned with the church. They're concerned with building up the church. They're concerned with the foundation of the church. Apostles and prophets are concerned that whether or not Jesus is in the church and Jesus is being revealed in the church. They don't have another agenda. They don't have a political agenda. I'm sorry, folks. They do not have a political agenda. They don't even have a cultural agenda. Whoa. That'll step on somebody's toes. They don't have any of those agendas. They have as an agenda the church. They're not sidetracked by other things. Now, why would that be? I'm going to tell you. Don't answer. Everybody went, thanks. Because the local eldership, you see, the church is geographical in nature, and the local eldership are the ones that are in tune with what's happening culturally, locally, right? They're really the ones that should be in tune. They're the ones that oversee. Now, here's the interesting thing, is that even the local elders are going to give oversight to the church, but they're even going to give oversight and encourage people to be involved politically, culturally, yes? Because they're the ones that can handle it. They're the ones. But the apostles and prophets are going to come in and they're going to help establish the church to reach what it's supposed to be. And the local elders are going to oversee the ministries of all these people. People that get involved with crisis pregnancy centers. People that get involved with crisis counseling centers. Get involved with feeding the poor and all those things, because that's going to happen out of the local context as people begin to minister out of the grace and the gifting in their own life. That's where it's going to happen. Now, did I step on anybody's toes? No? Gee. I tried. Isn't that cool? So now, what happens when an apostle goes or a prophet goes somewhere? I'll tell you what happens. One of the things, I was in one church one time, and the pastor, I was actually attending there for a while, and the pastor was going to teach on Ephesians 4 and the gifts of the Spirit. And he started, and he kind of threw out this question. He said, "Now, how many of you know a prophet?" I said, I do. He was kind of taken aback. And then he had the same question. He said, "Well, how many of you really know an apostle?" I said, "Well, I do." That ended that class. It never got any further than that. You see, he told me later, he said, "You know, I've never seen it that way before in 32 years. God, help us. Help us. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us. I'm telling you, if you bring your biases to the church, you're never going to grow. I'm telling you, if you settle for what you've seen, you're never going to grow. I'm telling you, if you don't believe that God has more than where we are right now, you're never going to grow. I'm telling you, I can personally tell you that God has much more for the church than where we are. God has the dimensions of the character of Christ that we have yet to walk in. God has dimensions of the power of God to be released in your life and in mine that we have yet to walk in. And it's time for us to believe as a people that God has more. And release these ministries and pray for these ministries to be released in our midst. Pray that God would raise up apostles. Pray that God would raise up prophets and release them to function within the church, properly within the church. Not building kingdoms for themselves, and I've seen enough of that. If you see somebody that's called an apostle or a prophet building a kingdom for themselves, they're not New Testament apostles or prophets. I'm sorry. But when you see somebody that looks and he says, you know, I want to see Jesus as the foundation of the church, and I want to see the church released. I know people that call themselves an apostles and prophets right now who the only reason that they have a church is so that they have a launching pad for their ministry. That's wrong. It does not mean that God cannot do that. Don't misunderstand me. But if that's the motivation, if that's the heart of the man, then it's wrong. It is wrong. Because the church is not a place for me to launch myself. The church is a place so that I can cause you to grow up into the fullness and the stature of Christ and to be who God's called you to be. More than a conqueror in every situation. Walking in the peace of God. Walking in the character of Christ. Allowing Christ to be revealed in your life, in every aspect of your life. That's what I'm called to do. That's what I'm called to do. So when I challenge you, don't feel bad. Be challenged. Don't get wiped out. Grow up. Let's understand that God's not looking for a bunch of eternal children. He's looking for people that grow up into the fullness of the stature of Christ. And they're still His kids. I don't care how old my kids get, they're still my kids. Isn't that right? You got children? They're still your kids, aren't they? They're probably three times your size, but they're still your children, right? Sure. They're still my kids. I tell my boys, no matter how big you get, I'm still your dad, and you'll never be so big that I can't hug you around the neck and give you a big kiss. It's my boys. Our Father, as we grow, we never lose being a child to Him. Isn't that beautiful? I got a couple extra minutes. Any questions? Any comments? You all knew all this? Is this all right? Does it sound like Bible? Am I weird? Thank you. Great question. Anybody want to try to answer that? You got any ideas? Praying and fasting is part of it. But part of it too is, do you understand that I've been here almost a year and 6 months? Something like that. Do you also understand that in a year and 6 months I've never touched on this before? Okay? It's time. It's time to understand these things. Part of it is letting the shades be lifted so that we can see this for the first time and understand it and begin to say, okay, focus. Let's focus on going in this direction. So then what we do is we begin to pray now, not just asking for this nebulous blessing, but we can pray now with the specificity. I can't say that. But with that kind of purpose and point, we can pray that God will release and will release each one of us. See, it's not just to bring those ministries forth. We need that. But we also need to be released, every one of us, to flow ourselves. Because that's what'll do it. I've been in another situation. I went into a church, and I'm looking at the situation. They had problems. They had problems with this man and problems with this man. I went with the man that I went with who had invited me along, and I went to him and I said, listen, the reason you're having problems with this man is because he's not an elder, he's a deacon. The reason that you're having problems with this man is because he's not a deacon, he's an elder. You can't do it that way. They had the right man, they just had him in the wrong spot. Can that be possible? Yeah. Do you need apostolic and prophetic input in times like that? Yeah. Did they get it? Yeah. Did they change? No. Because they hadn't done it that way. Folks, we need to understand that God's calling us to do that. This is our goal. This is where we're headed. We're moving towards it. Pray for it. Pray and believe for it. And then go for what's in you. Go for it, sis. Don't let anything hold you back. Did she just get encouraged or what? Did I get down on her a little bit? Yeah. A little bit. I want her to go for it. I want this woman to be so released that when God says go to Africa, that she'll say okay. She's already said okay. When God says I don't want you to go to Africa, I want you to go to Brazil, she'll say no problem. Don't know how I'm going to get there, but make a way, Lord. And every last one of you, that you'll begin to believe that you have a gift from God, and that gift is necessary for the common good of the church. I need you to be who you are. I need you to be who you are. I need you. I need you. I need the church needs you. I need you, and the church needs you. And if you walk over to these windows over here, there's a whole lot of people out here that need you to be who you are. Amen. The apostolic church, the prophetic church, the church that exemplifies the person of Christ in all of His grace and all of His power and all of His love, the church of Christ. Any other questions? I know. I'll try not to answer every one of them that long. Any other questions? Don't ever raise your hand when I'm asking for questions. Whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do this. She's like Rudy does that sometimes. What? What are you asking me? The leadership is the one that's going to have to come together before that happens. The leadership has to come together. That you can pray for that to happen. Pray that leadership will come together. Good stuff. All right, I guess I'll quit for now. It's all right? You all right? Are you all right? You okay back there in the back? Cool. When are we going to take care of that? I'm looking forward to that time. Whenever, huh? Get your grand folks over. That'd be good. That's cool. I was so proud of them. I told them, you know, I don't dedicate babies like most people dedicate babies. And they said, yeah, we know. And I went, how did you know? I said, we listened to the tape. So it's really good. It's really good. The way that we dedicate babies is we ask the moms and the dads and the grandparents to pray over the baby. Isn't that cool? Bless them. Call forth a blessing on the child. And we confirm it and we establish it by the word of the Lord. Amen? We honor the authority of the parents and the grandparents. Let's stand together. I don't know if we'll continue with this. If you got some questions, write them down. We'll try to deal with them. We may go on with some more stuff. I don't know. But this is kind of fun. I kind of like this stuff. I mean, I like it. Father, I'm so thankful for the opportunity to share. I really am. And I'm also thankful, Lord, for your presence here today, that you are calling us beyond where we are
into a realm that some of us were not expecting, into an area where you reign supreme and you build your church according to your own desire. So, Father, surround us with your grace. Lord, we need it. We really need a dose. We really need a dose of your grace to go where you want us to go. Lord, just lead us and grant us the grace and the willingness to follow you. We thank you again for this word today. And keep us in your grace in Christ's name. Amen.